Welcome to the Left Hand Backhand Podcast, episode 39. First one of 2025. Give it up for the new year.
We've podcasted in two different years, which is pretty impressive.
We're coming up on our anniversary.
We're what?
We're coming up on our anniversary. Yes, I did say that on purpose. On poipus.
Was that February?
February, yes.
February.
Yeah.
What day was that? I do remember that it was February as the co-host when you asked me, and I was like, yeah, I can jump on. You know, yeah. I can do a co, you know, I could guest star co-host once. Little did we know.
Little did you know.
That this would become my life.
Oh, that's great.
It's not very much of a commitment. So like you'd think it would be a lot, but like once a week.
It's not
for a little bit, like much. It doesn't feel
you don't
like
even
a lot,
have to produce it or anything, you just show up
and it adds up like 39 episodes with one pending.
Yeah, well, sorry that we missed the last couple weeks with Christmas, and then your boy moved again. So,
you did look at you with your new background,
first episode in new casa bonita.
It looks like a mirror image of where your last place was with the window.
Well, what's
on the
funny
other
is
side.
That my laptop is now on the right side of my main monitor instead of on the left side. So it is flipped because I didn't want it facing directly on my bed. So I have it kind of facing like my wall. Put that plant over there now instead. That works. Anyway, for those listening on the podcast feed, you can check it out on YouTube. We got a great show. Welcome to 2025. We got an NFL playoff primer, as well as a playoff seggy, and Jeff's got a seggy for us, and we got a draft, per usual. Before we get to our segments, as always, the question of the pod, the Q-tip, and this is a little bit introspective that I'm very curious to see where you line up on this, and your answer might change between now and if you're 60 years old, say, so in double your life. But how much would you be willing to pay for a 60-minute highlight reel of your life?
Oh, how much? Like, what's the maximum I would pay for that?
Yeah.
That sounds fantastic.
Isn't that cool?
A 60-minute high. I hope when I die, I get something like that, that I get to watch, you know, like I'm in heaven and I'm like, all right, show me the deal. I got like inspirational music. Morgan Freeman voices over a little bit. Like, he's like, here's Jeff walking along. Like, I want that.
Just won't talk to world burn.
That's Michael Caine. I don't want Michael Caine. I don't want a British accent. I want Morgan Freeman.
They're best friends, so that's why I was.
I guess. Yeah, sure. Michael, I want the Morgan Freeman voice too good. Or James Earl Jones, Darth Vader. That'd be good.
Nice.
That'd be a fun time. Which isn't
speaking of James Earl Jones, before we get to your actual answer to the Q-tip, in the Obi-Wan series, I think it is. I think it's James Earl Jones who still voices Vader in that. Yeah. And he says, sister. Like, he's a black man saying, like, what up, my sister?
Sister.
But, we know that Darth Vader's Anakin, who's white, and Anakin would never say sister. He would say sister. But it's just really funny. And I screen recorded it, and I sent it to Dylan, and I was like, yo, is this allowed?
I'll this feels
find
like
it for you.
Is it appropriation?
It's just like, wait, this the what's the continuation, or you know, when you find things wrong in a movie or a show or something like that.
Yeah,
I think it's so funny. But anyways, how much
he's like,
would you
he's
be
like,
willing?
don't have a no. Go ahead.
We're not going there.
We're not.
How much would you pay for a 60-minute highlight reel of your life?
I'd pay a lot of money of my whole up to this point, or if like it's the end of my life, hypothetically.
No, as of right now, yeah.
As of right now, all 60 minutes of the best moments of my life right now, I'd pay probably $2,000.
Yeah. I mean, pay.
Yeah, easily. Probably more.
Like,
If
at
they
least
said
that much, yeah.
they said it's going to cost more than that, I'd be like, Okay, I'll look at that. Like, I'd consider that.
I
I
think
don't know where the limit
my
is. Like,
limit might be, I think 10 grand I would probably cop
yeah.
out and be like, nope, that's too
I
much.
don't
I can't
know
afford
though.
that.
I don't know, man.
But like, think about the moments of your life. Like, you got little league sports moments, you got
These are
like,
moments that have never been recorded, and they might be, and I could have them forever.
like
Like, I'm basically getting to
meeting
relive the
Steele for
best.
the first time. You know what I mean? Like, finding out that you guys are pregnant, like those
Dude, but
moments.
like,
And
do you think that would make it under your 60, only 60 minutes of
yeah,
highlights?
you cram a
Some
ton of
of those,
stuff in there.
but also you wouldn't, because some of the moments are like 2 full minutes probably of the experience that you're like, I want to watch this. I don't want like 3 seconds of it. I
Yeah.
want the whole experience. And then that, you can only have like, 15 to 20 of those
I
in a whole
imagine it would
60
be
minute
like
thing.
a montage, and then like the big moments, you would like dive into those. But I just think that it would be kind of a fun,
Oh, that'd be, I'd be like, who chose these?
like
And then what if I'm
cinematic.
disappointed?
Exactly. Yeah. Like the
What if
cinematic
I'm
side of it
sad?
from somebody else's perspective, God's perspective, potentially, you know, like.
I just don't know. What if I look at it and then I see a bunch of these moments? I'm like, these were the best of my life. And then I'm like so lachrymose the rest of the time. And I'm like, what
You
was the point
tripping
of
over the
this?
fence or over the
Yeah.
gate, that
Oh
makes
my,
it
I'm
into your highlight
spilling
reel.
spaghetti into my highlight of your life. You're like,
Dude,
that was, that moment has brought you everyone around you joy, except you. Yeah. That's, or I'm just like folding clothes and I'm like, what is this?
that kissing Kate Barlow when we were
When
laughing
we're
so
laughing.
hard.
The thing is, I have that clip, so I don't need it in a highlight because I have it.
I know,
I wouldn't
but
want
that's kind of my
those
point, is
clips.
that like
I wouldn't want those.
we have those clips, so like you can see like a highlight within your life. But like to make a 60-minute like beautiful cinematic highlight of your life, pretty cool.
Yeah, I think the 10,000 is where the upper limit is for me right now. If I had a lot more money, it would go up.
Well, I just have to sell something first so that way I could get that, you know. But
Yes.
yeah.
Those not watching,
Yeah.
watch if you want a
Jeff, what's
spoiler.
your fact of the week, brother?
Fact of the week. This one's just a fun one because I'm in this zone right now. Very NBA centric.
I
But
wonder
I'll
why.
see if you can guess. Maybe you already saw this, but if not, it's pretty crazy. What percentage of the NBA does Wemby have more blocks than all time? The
Wait,
entire
all
history of the
time?
NBA. Yeah, of all the players that have ever played in the NBA, what percentage does he have more blocks than? At this point in his career,
I'm
he's
gonna go like
partway through his
54%.
He has 92%
Shut
more.
up.
He has more blocks than 92% of all NBA players who have ever lived.
That's utter insanity.
So only he's in the top 8% already in blocks. Total blocks in the history of the NBA. He's been played a
I mean, you
year and
imagine the
three
it's a
months.
very steep curve to get to that point, but
The
still,
first, yeah, couple hundred.
that's utter insanity.
Yeah. I mean, he's averaging 4 blocks a game right now, which is diabolical. But also makes you think that David Robinson, at this point in his career, when he was Wemby's in the NBA, he had more blocks than Wemby does. Like 20 more blocks than Wemby currently.
That is
That's
so crazy,
crazy.
dude.
That also just shows you how good Robinson was, and I wish I could have watched him play growing up. Anyway, really crazy fact.
Great fact.
92%.
Great fact. Well, let's jump into segment one here, Jeffrey.
Segment uno.
We're going to just jump straight into the NFL playoff primer.
Oh yeah, cool. You look at your little sheet that you made.
For those.
Yo, this is fancy.
Go check us out on the YouTube to
You have it
see.
color coordinated?
Yeah, I just for fun
Dang.
did like a I just did
How
like
did you
their
do
main
this?
color and then their secondary color just with, you know, fill and
You
whatever.
and your Excel sheets.
Well, we just
This
have
is
fun with it.
cool.
So I set it up for the matchup. This
Okay.
the one for me, and we'll revisit this because I also have our season predictions. Episode 24. and we will revisit those as well. But, or should we start with the, should we revisit our predictions?
No, let's just go for it.
Okay. Well, let's start in the AFC, Jeff. The Chiefs got the first seed bye, which there's only one bye, which is a huge deal, which
That's
essentially
crazy.
means you just have a playoff win under your belt without having to play. You get to rest all your starters. Unbelievable big deal.
It can be pros and cons depending if you get pulled. That does. We did see that with the college football playoff. Every single team that had a bye lost.
Yeah, but
That's crazy.
you're also dealing with it's different too for teams such as like the Commanders. If the Commanders had a first round bye, I would be questionable as to if they could bounce back from it. But the Lions and the
Yeah.
Chiefs both made it to the conference championships last year. They're experienced teams. It's not like they lack for leadership, both
Sure.
coaching wise and player wise. But okay, first matchup. 2 seed Bills versus the 7 seed Broncos.
There's just no possible way the Broncos win that game. It's
Okay.
Bills all the way. They're too good, even with what they lost. They're too good.
Jeff's going with the Bills. I am also going to go with the Bills, even though, and sorry, Sierra, I'm 100% rooting for the Broncos.
Sure. That would be a crazy
Hate
upset.
the Bills. And I was listening to a podcast today talking about how the Bills have built their defense to defend the Chiefs and the Ravens,
Why wouldn't you?
which is to stop the big play and to contain the quarterback. So to prevent the quarterback from running, because that's what Patrick Mahomes does in the playoffs. He runs and destroys teams. So that's what the
Gonna do that
Bills
this
have
year with
built
his
their.
ankle?
I mean, that's what he
Hmm.
did last time too. But anyway, so the Bills have built their defense this way, right? The Broncos offense is not built for that. The Broncos offense is for dinking and dunking, picking up first downs and methodically moving their way down the field, which also keeps the ball out of Josh Allen's hands. So if there is a 7 seed to do it, the Broncos are primed for that. So I'm calling it,
Oh, I well,
I'm
you'll
putting
hear
it on
mine.
upset watch, but 3v6, Ravens versus Steelers.
Steelers get lucky, man. They've got the Steelers just know what they're doing. There's just I really don't see a way that the Ravens lose with Lamar. Lamar hasn't been able to get them all the way to the championship enough, but the playoffs, he can get through the first round, no problem.
Yeah.
I don't think there's gonna be an issue there.
I mean, last year they were the 1 seed and
Their
they had that
offense is
first round
booming, but
bye.
Zay Flowers is gonna be out, right?
He'll be out for the first round. He'll probably be back for the second, is what they're
So
saying.
that part is where I'm like, a little bit of a tough because
So I
he's.
think they could beat the Steelers without Zay this round, but for next round, if both the Bills and the Ravens play or win, they will be playing each other and they'll know that. Off the get go. So go into the get
Okay.
go.
This one, the Texans versus the Chargers, 4 versus 5. This one is truly, I know the numbers are, it's truly a toss-up because both of these offenses are really tough to really tell when they're going to do well.
Yeah, they're inconsistent.
But I believe in this momentum, and I think the Chargers have more right now than CJ Stroud is going to be able to make up for.
Okay.
I think the Chargers have more.
I am prone to agree with you. And the biggest difference in this matchup for me is the coaching staff. And while the D'Amico Ryans has done a great job and they were a 10-win team, even though they played subpar all year, I think Jim Harbaugh's has enough to get them over this matchup. And also, I don't feel like the Texans really have that much of a home field advantage. I could be wrong, you've been there. I haven't, but I don't feel like it's like an overwhelming home field
It's
advantage.
not good. Energy is not really that crazy of a place to be like, oh my gosh,
It's
you're gonna
nice,
perform.
but
It's nice.
not like Arrowhead Stadium.
No.
Okay, well, that means you and I are chalk in the first round.
Which I actually
On the
do feel
AFC
bad
side.
about, just to say, the Rams. and Vikings game. Did you hear that it got moved?
Yes, to
That
Arizona.
just sucks for Rams to lose their home
Does
field
it though?
advantage.
Because they don't have a home field advantage.
It's compared to Arizona, they do.
Yes, but I
That's
mean,
something. That's something. That would
yeah.
make me feel better.
It is. Well,
And
let's
you
start with
earned
that
it.
matchup then, Jeff. Rams Vikings. This is
If this were in LA, I feel like the Rams had a better chance, and they've also played a really tough schedule, and they've done well against a tough schedule with some craziness. And I just think they have enough, except for the Vikings. Just they're a team of destiny right now.
Vikings have a better record than the Eagles.
They're a much better record than a 5 seed. They
They would
it was either a
have been the
five or a
two seed
one.
if you just went by straight record, but because you give credence to the
Yeah.
division winners.
Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Of course.
Yeah. So
CCR.
they're much better than a 5 seed. They should be a 2 or 3. So yeah, I'm taking the Vikings though. I just think
Okay.
they're too much firepower.
Well, this is where we're going to find our first difference. I'm going with the Rams. One, I don't believe in Sam Darnold. Sorry.
Even all year after everything you see it put on tape?
It's Pumpkin.
He's a pumpkin? Dude,
Yeah,
he thrives in this offense.
he's gonna turn into a pumpkin. I believe in
God.
Sean McVay more. I believe in Matt Stafford more. I love Kevin
Kufev.
O'Connell a ton, but I just something about it doesn't feel right. And also, I want to be a little bit different from you because we were chalking our divisional
Sure.
picks there. So, next matchup, the Buccaneers three
This
seed
is
versus the
fun.
Commanders. This is a great matchup.
This is a
Also,
great matchup. It's going to be
Marshawn
phenomenal.
Lattimore versus Mike Evans.
Man.
Because Marshawn
Adam
Lattimore was a
Thielen.
Saint, and they have
Yeah.
the most fights of any cornerback wide receiver currently playing in the NFL.
Well,
And
and you get a rookie
now he's on the
quarterback.
Commanders. So,
You get Jaden Daniels, Jaden Daniels, right? Or
yeah,
Jaden McDaniels.
Daniels.
He is a firecracker. He's won like 3 or 4 games on game
Heisman Trophy
winner
winner.
touchdowns, Heisman Trophy winner. So is
He
Baker.
has five
Five game winning.
comeback game winning drives this season.
Good wording. It's really impressive. I just think his luck runs out.
Okay, so you're going
I
with the
don't think
Bucks.
I like their offense and they've been potent, but watching Baker last week put up five TDs plus extra or whatever the week before was unreal. He is on a bender. I don't see how he's slowing down from
Okay.
this.
This is where we're gonna be different again, Jeff.
Hey, no, it's a good
I'm
one.
going with that rookie luck. I don't know why. Something about it, I just don't feel like the Bucks are a playoff caliber team to be playing in the divisional round or playing in the divisional round. So I'm going with the Manders.
Gonna be close.
And so we have two picks different here in this NFC matchup. So Jeff, where are you
I think
going?
it's gonna be three.
Are you going pack?
Because this one, I 100% believe the Packers have the Eagles number.
Go pack, go, baby.
You've seen I saw when they played each other. Packers were got some picks off of them. I fully believe the Packers have the better shot here as a 7 versus 2 than the Broncos do.
Wow. I love
Packer,
it. I love
Packers,
it.
I totally believe this is the upset. As much as the Eagles are good with Saquon, I don't buy that they're going to be able to just skate by the Packers. I think they're too good right now.
I love it. I love to see it. It's
And now,
fantastic.
obviously, you're picking Eagles. I
I'm
get
taking the
it.
Eagles. I
I get
think
it.
they took a bye last week, rested up their team. Jalen Hurts is looking like he should be able to play.
I'm just worried he's cold. I'm just worried about that.
And I'm not worried about it. And they're playing in the link. So
Yeah.
not in Lambeau.
Tough place to play. Yeah.
But that's a fantastic matchup. Packers Eagles is one of my favorite matchups of the weekend in terms of actually like watching competitive game. I feel like it's gonna come down final 2 minutes, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, that rearranging here both for our picks. That means now in your NFC divisional round, you have the Packers v. the Lions, and then the Bucks v. the Vikings. And I have the Eagles against the Rams and the Commanders against the Lions.
All right.
So I got to do a little bit of maneuvering.
Yeah.
And I move it like this.
Move it like that, and you move it
Move it
like
like
this.
that. All right. Jeff, AFC matchup though. We were stuck with the actually the only upset we picked was the Chargers in the AFC side. So let's go now to the Bills versus the Ravens.
I love this matchup.
I want
I
both
love it.
teams to get injured the entire game and to beat each other up. And
There's so much
I would
bias.
love this game to go into a double overtime, you know what I mean?
Just exhaust both teams. This is the funny part is I feel like they both know that the other quarterback is going to try to run, right? They both know that it's going to be escaping. I just think Lamar has the better chance to save the game with his running, whereas Josh Allen has the better chance to score with his running when it's they're down in the red zone. And the Bills obviously can just pull out, whatever. They can make anything happen. Whereas the Ravens have shown that there are some spurts where they can struggle. So for me, this is a complete 50-50 toss-up. But I'm gonna go with my guy who I know is just going to power them through when they need him, and that's Derrick Henry, the king, and it's gonna be the Ravens upset. I want the Ravens to upset. I want them to upset them. I just like the Ravens team this year, and I hate that people are criticizing Lamar's MVP stuff with him being basically one of the best quarterback seasons we've seen against Josh Allen. And I just don't think he falters here.
So I think this is also a matchup of the two front runner MVP candidates this year, Josh Allen versus Lamar. Those are the two that are in line to win the MVP. And I think you're right. The X factor in this game is Derrick Henry.
If he does badly, it's gonna be all Bills.
I
If
mean,
they can't establish a run game, they're gonna know what's
here's
coming, and it's gonna, they're not gonna be able
they're
to.
gonna run the ball, and I think they learned their lesson from last year's AFC Championship game when they only ran the ball four times against the Chiefs.
Yeah.
They lost the game because of that. That's like one of the biggest reasons why they lost to the Chiefs, and I
Yeah.
think they're not going to repeat that mistake, and they're gonna feed Derrick Henry the ball even if they're losing by 10
They have to
in the third
establish it
quarter.
early. They're going to have to establish that early.
But even if they're
And
losing in the
they're going to,
second half, they're still going to
Lamar,
run the ball.
mark my words, Lamar will be throw first for like a good portion of the first quarter minimum. That they're going to game plan it so that he is a first pocket passer to really keep everyone honest. And then he will start picking up the yards. That's my prediction. That's my big one for that game. If they make it to that, that's what's going to happen.
Well,
It'll be
we're
all
both
pocket.
going, we're both taking the Ravens over the Bills.
Nice.
Would love to see it.
It's because you'd rather the Chiefs play the Ravens than the Bills. I know you would
I
rather have that.
actually, well,
You would rather, come on.
yes, that no, 100%, that is true. But
Yeah,
in terms of just taking my fandom out of it, I think the Ravens are set up to be a little bit more volatile and can shock the Bills, whereas I don't know if the Bills' weapons against the Ravens' defense have enough to be that difference. Does that make sense?
yeah.
The Ravens have fast linebackers that can somewhat contain Josh Allen in terms of him running. So it'll just be, I mean, if Dawson Knox and Dalton or who's their other tight
What
end?
is they prefer the Bills?
Yeah, Dawson Knox and I can't remember his name. He's a rookie last year. He's a stud. But I think those two are the Bills
Kincaid?
X factors. Dalton Kincaid, thank you.
Yeah.
So, and then the 1-5 Chiefs versus Chargers. I got Chiefs all day. It's not even a question.
That's a chalk for me
It's
there.
not going to be a
The coaching is going to be a big deal too. I think coaching is just it's going to be better. They're going to scheme that better against the Chargers.
It's
And
not going to
at
be a walk in the park by any mean, but
Arrowhead will be tough for them, for the Chargers. So
yeah. I mean, it's called the Arrowhead Invitational for a reason.
and
The AM,
you
it's
know
the
what it's like being
AFC
there.
Arrowhead Invitational. The
You've
Chiefs
been there.
have played in the AFC Championship the last 5 seasons.
That's crazy.
It's
Gonna
crazy.
be
And all
six.
but last year were in Arrowhead. Last year was in Baltimore.
Yeah, so
Okay, looking at
we're
the
chopped
NFC
there.
side, Vikings versus Buccaneers in your divisional matchup, the
I love
3-5.
this. I love this. I love two failed quarterbacks at their original place, and now that they
Also,
both had a different shot.
we're completely different in this, so
On
it's gonna be
NFC, completely
fantastic.
different.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got a big difference there. No, Vikings, Bucks, they both are quarterbacks with a lot to prove in the playoffs. Sam Darnold really wants to show he's got the cojones, and Baker's like, hey, I've been here once before. Let me show you what I got. And it's gonna be a show out. I think that Justin Jefferson's gonna be a star in this game. I think that's obviously with go to, and I don't see how the Vikings don't beat them.
Love it.
I don't see how Vikings lose to the Bucks here.
Okay, well, let's finish your side before we jump to mine.
Okay.
You have
This one's a no-brainer.
Packers Lions. I assume you're going
Lions are
Lions.
crazy.
Okay.
Lions right now are, their
Which
coaching is
means
crazy.
you have a repeat of week 18's matchup of the Vikings and Lions, which the
Oh
Lions
yeah.
disintegrated them.
Yeah, they mopped them up.
Yeah. So be thinking about that pick as we jump to my picks here. I got
What
Eagles
you got?
Rams playing at the link. I think the Eagles run offense is too much for the Rams to handle. The Rams have enough firepower offensively that they could keep their way back into this game, but I think the Eagles just have too much firepower over there. And then the Commanders Lions. Commanders have made a great run. They've been a great team all season, but I think that they'll end up losing like 38-27. And they'll score enough points ordinarily, but they're not going to stop the Lions by any means.
And so we've got our big difference there is just the Eagles Packers grouping
Well,
for this conference
you've
championship.
got the Vikings and I've got the Eagles.
Yeah. So that side's the biggest difference because we both still have the Lions, Chiefs, Ravens.
Yeah.
So
Okay.
that corner is the biggest.
AFC Conference Championships. Ravens
What do you
at Arrowhead Stadium against the Chiefs. What do you got?
As much as I don't believe that the Ravens would lose this game, I don't see Lamar Jackson breaking his curse against Mahomes. I don't see it.
Jeffrey.
The odds are in the Chiefs' favor here. I will be happy to be wrong for myself if the Ravens do it because I think they deserve to go to the Super Bowl and I think it would be electric. But the Chiefs are also on a mission for that three-peat. They are,
Three
I mean, one loss besides this last game that was for nothing, like a one real loss. That is ridiculous.
The Chiefs are looking at this most recent Spider-Man movie and saying one Pete, two Pete,
Two-peat.
three Pete.
One, two. He is counting those rings.
Dude, Patrick
And
Mahomes
I just
loves
don't
to
see
count
it.
on his fingers.
Okay.
Remember when he
He's
did it
like
against
Kermit the Frog. I'm my Travis Kelce.
yeah, Big Red. He's been rocked
And
for us all
when
season.
I'm in Whataburger, and I like representing them.
I can't wait to go to 1587 Prime in Kansas City. It's a steakhouse. It's
Why are you
owned
gonna
by
go
Patrick
there?
Mahomes and Travis Kelce.
Oh, maybe they'll be there.
1587.
Oh, of
Okay, so I also have the Chiefs.
course.
I've had an incident last and I called be. All right. Gotta calm down.
Yeah, it's okay.
NFC Conference Championship matchup. Lions,
Oh.
Vikings, repeat of week 7, week 18. Who
I
you got
hate
here,
to think
Jeff?
of it as chalk. I hate to think one versus the one seed, even though it happens all the time. But I just don't see it unless they fall apart or there's injuries. I don't see the Lions losing to the Vikings. I don't see it.
I am worried about the Lions defense, but with the week to rest, week to recover, I think that they'll be able to game plan enough. Their defensive coordinator is getting head coaching interviews, so hopefully that's not distracting him and he can at least just focus. But like, he's had a great season, even though they
Yeah.
have given up a ton of points to other teams, a la the Rams. So I think in my matchup here, Eagles Rams, I think the Lions are rooting for the Eagles instead of
Yeah.
the Rams because they already lost to the Rams. Or no, the Bills lost to the Rams, and I think that terrifies a team like the Lions when you have another
Thing
team
that they
that
could
can
hit.
run up the scoreboard on them. But I just think the Lions are on a mission this year. I think they're too much for the Eagles, and I also have the Lions v the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. So this was my pick preseason as well, mind you.
Yeah, you did. You had it. And you know where I'm going?
You going to Detroit?
Going with Detroit.
Yeah, you are.
I don't. I want for one. I have to do it because I know you want the Chiefs to win, and I know they have a good chance. But Lions have what it takes. They do. I believe in the Lions. This is. I mean, Jahmyr Gibbs. Come on, that dude is unbelievable.
Oh no, he's terrifying for me.
That's crazy. If he starts to go off, what do the Chiefs do?
Just the two things that I will say. Quarterback matchup.
We'll go to Mahomes there.
We'll go to Mahomes. Head coach.
That's the Chiefs.
Andy Reid. Those are the
Okay.
two things. That's all I'm gonna say.
Wide receiver group goes to the Lions. Running
Who
back
else
goes to the Lions.
do the Lions have in the wide receiver room? Name me their third wide
Doesn't matter.
receiver.
Doesn't matter.
No,
You
name me
don't
their
need
third wide
when you.
receiver.
I can't. You don't need it. You don't need it when you have a running back that can catch passes, and when you
They
have
are
the
going to have
play
David
that they've
Montgomery
had.
back as well.
Yeah, which they'll try to work in, but honestly, Jahmyr Gibbs has shown enough. I just don't think. I mean, they have what? How many people have 1,000-yard seasons on that team?
A lot.
That's three. Three players had 1,000-yard
Laporta,
seasons. No, four.
Montgomery, Gibbs, and St. Brown.
That's
Fantastic.
crazy.
But whose defense is better?
The Chiefs, yeah.
Whose head coach is better?
Sure, the Chiefs. I still like
Yeah.
the Lions head coaching has been really good.
Hey,
So they're not
I'm not gonna
schlumps.
fault you for your pick. You're entitled to your pick,
Of course
but
not. No, I just think the matchup is close. I think it's a close matchup. You just can't ever count
doesn't
out the
this look
Chiefs.
cute though? My little
Look
spreadsheet
at the
here.
mix. Yeah, look. Whoop. Look at that mix.
Just the left side is the exact same. It's
Unchanged.
okay, so do we want to put a wager down? Let us know in the comments
All
what wager Jeff and
always.
I should put down in
We got
terms
wait.
of
No, it's starting. We
it's
can't
starting
wait to
tomorrow.
put a wager down. Yeah, we can't
Starting
wait to put a
tomorrow.
wager.
Well, no, our picks are already down. So
Oh.
we've already made our picks.
No, I know that we made our picks. The problem is the wager depends because if we're both deciding and one of us already gets out the gate with the Eagles pick or the
Okay.
Packers, then we're immediately gonna be like, oh, that makes a big difference. Because if the Eagles lose, you're gonna be
All
like,
right.
oh, that's three games for me.
I've got an
So
idea.
we have to decide. Okay.
We did the NBA playoffs was a cheesecake. I think that was a bit much.
It was still great, though.
I think that for the NFL, we should and we'll do it as a point system. So round one, you get 1 point for getting the game correct. And really, it's just going to come down to our NFC picks.
Yeah.
2 points for getting the divisional round, 3 points for getting the conference championship teams right, and then
Four for the Super
four
Bowl.
and then five for the Super Bowl. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
Each round there at goes up in points. Loser has to drink an entire 2-liter Sprite on the pod.
Oh, that makes my stomach hurt now. Oh, that's a deal. That's a
That's
deal.
a pretty good one.
That's a
It's
deal.
one that you
That's
can
that
pace
makes me
yourself
want to
through a
throw
little
up
bit. You're
now.
gonna be burping
Two liters? Wait, can it be Sprite Zero without the sugar so I don't give
Sure.
myself diabetes?
Sure, that's
Okay,
fine.
cool. My gosh, I'm already stressed. Oh, that's making
All right, well, let's look real
wow.
quick at our preseason predictions. We just had our hot takes. This is kind of fun looking back at our segments here. We had our
I have
hot
some bad
takes.
ones.
Jeff Garrett Wilson, fantasy wide receiver one.
Bad.
He had 1,000 yards though, but
Yeah, but it wasn't. He was nowhere
wasn't
near
wide
wide
receiver
receiver
one.
one.
Drake May leads the Patriots to the playoffs.
Terrible.
They
Yeah.
didn't.
Even though he did
They.
become the starter.
Yes, he did, which we knew
And
that
he
would be
did
the
show
case.
flashes, but Jaden Daniels was crazy.
Yeah, you should have taken Jaden Daniels. Chiefs get bounced in the first round of playoffs. They got a first round
Hey.
bye, loser.
Technically.
Your Opoi, Amon-Ra St. Brown, not a bad pick. Tyreek
Not
Hill,
bad.
not a good pick.
Didn't know the concussion.
DPOY Myles Garrett, it's looking like he's the front runner for it. It's not
It's gonna
official
be
yet.
close. It's gonna be close.
And MVP CJ Stroud.
Bad. He's a sophomore slumpy slump.
Yeah.
All
Lincoln, no head coach was fired during the regular season.
right. Wow, that
I think
was
there
rough.
were three.
At
One by
least.
week four, which was wild. Robert
Yeah,
Saleh. If
was
they would
that
have kept
Sala?
Robert Saleh, they would have been like in playoff
Better.
contention. Yeah.
Yeah, better.
All four AFC North teams will make the playoffs. Almost three, though. But three AFC
Almost.
West teams did. That's not
That's
bad.
cool. Yeah.
Chiefs go 16
Oh.
and 0 and bench all starters and lose game 17 to the
Dude,
Broncos.
you
What?
literally were one game off of the perfect prediction that would have been absolutely insane.
You were like,
But
dude,
you called
you're
it though.
literally insane for predicting that. And I'm like, that's just what I'm saying. They
Dude,
were
16
15
and
and
0.
one, and then they did exactly what I said. They rested all their starters and lost game 17 to the Broncos.
Wow.
Hilarious.
Crazy. Oh boy.
Hilarious. Offensive player of the year, Saquon Barkley.
It's looking real
Looking
good.
mighty fine.
He had a crazy good season.
So you put us together and we might get all three picks right. Because I have
Yeah.
Chris Jones slash Micah Parsons. That's not going to be the case this year.
No.
Both had good seasons. Both were first team all pros, but not defensive player of the years. And then MVP Josh Allen. He's the
There's a
front runner,
chance.
but there's a chance that Lamar takes over from him. I think betting odds are still in Lamar or in Josh Allen's
Josh
favor right
Allen's
now,
favorite. Yeah,
but
slightly, yeah.
whew.
Yeah, there's a lot. I mean, our top ones, both of our two tops weren't really there, but you definitely
Dude,
had that one. That would have been the
that
call of
pick
all
was
calls.
crazy.
If they had gone undefeated and then rested everybody to lose, I don't think they would have rested everybody though.
Think
You
they would have. Because
I don't
remember,
think so. If they'd
I
gone
said in my
16 and 0.
prediction, I said in my prediction, they don't care about their record. All they care about is the three-peat.
I don't know. I think 16 and 0 would have been enticing to keep it going because that's a good chance to go undefeated all the way through, which would break the record. You know, that would be what, since Tom Brady? Since
Yes.
that Patriots team?
But they lost to Steve Spagnuolo as the D coordinator for the Giants. So I think
Yeah,
the Chiefs
that's
just
crazy.
they say they don't care.
Yeah,
But
sure. Well,
that was a lot.
that was a lot. That
Are you
was
ready
a
for
fun
another
time.
NFL segment?
What do you mean, another one?
Another NFL segment. Are you ready?
We have two? Okay.
We got two. Hopefully this one will be a
All
little
right.
bit quicker. It's a blind rank 10.
Oh, the
NFL throwback
jerseys.
jerseys.
Oh, you got pictures for this.
I got pictures for you. Yep. Okay. So without knowing, I have this in alphabetical order, so I guess that kind of maybe ruins it a little bit for you.
Not really. I don't really know what's going, so. Okay,
Right.
creamsicle.
Buck. Close your eyes. Thank you. Okay.
I'm close.
Buccaneers creamsicles uniforms. I'm bringing them down here so that way you can just see one at a time. Rank 1 through 10 where these fall for you.
Okay. I'm not a huge fan of the orange. I don't love it. But I get the creamsicle, I get the stuff, so I'm gonna put that right around a 6.
A 6. Okay.
Yeah.
Not a bad pick. Actually, here, we're just gonna go this way. Steelers Bumblebee jerseys.
Oh, they're so classic. That's
With
a
the tan pants, though, it's the worst.
tan's gross, but the top makes up for everything because those are just absolutely legit. So that's a 3.
That's a 3 for you. Okay,
Yeah,
cool. Cool, 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 cool.
I love that look. The bumblebee dude, just it's a love hate, and
The
I
Killer Bees. Okay, next we have the Steve Largent Seahawks
ooh, that old
blue.
school Seahawks.
This is actually what inspired this segment idea, was
Was
this
that
jersey.
jersey? The helmet with the silver, fantastic. The jersey with the giant numbers, it's really classic. That's a 4.
Four. Okay.
Yeah, I do like it.
I like it. I like it a lot.
I like it a lot.
I like it a lot. Oh. Let's see. Next, we have the Drew Bledsoe pre-Tom Brady Patriot jerseys with the Patriot
What?
guy on the shoulder.
So interesting to pick that. Not a huge fan of these. They're too generic for me. Those are like an 8 for me.
I low-key love these.
They're not. They're just too generic.
Potentially, but I still love them. Next, we have the Packers
Oh.
Brown helmets.
The brown helmet, disgusting. Again, the jersey. It's not bad. It's a little weird, but it's not bad. So I'm gonna put it at, what do I have available?
Sorry, you have the 5, 7, 9, 10,
That it's a
and
seven.
1, 2. Okay,
Yeah,
seven. I
it's a
think that's a
seven.
pretty good spot.
The helmet's just so bad. Like
Yeah.
if they had actual leather helmets, that'd make it better. Like the army ones that made it
Right.
look like it was leather, those were
Yeah.
horrible.
What about pleather?
Ugh. Leather heads.
Jarheads.
John Krasinski. Do you really have to make it perfect?
Yep,
You have to
do.
make the. Oh my gosh.
Next, we have the Lion plain gray
Oh, these are really old. What is that,
helmets.
80s?
This
Oh, these
is
are like
they still do them
89.
from time to time. Just a plain, like silvery gray helmet. Nothing on the uniform. It's a blue top, gray
I don't
bottom,
like
blue
it.
socks. It's fantastic.
Dude, that's a what, 9?
You get the 9 and the 10 available, as well as
9.
the 1, 2, and 5.
Yeah, I'm gonna put that at 9.
9.
Yeah, that it's I'm not I don't love it. I really don't.
Okay.
It was like
I think that's a fine spot to put it in. But yeah, it's one of those. I didn't want to make all good uniforms. I didn't want to do all bad. I wanted to have a decent mix for you. So next we have the Jaguars, and we're gonna go.
Oh, the
I
full
want to do
Jag
the I
helmets.
want to do the full Jaguar on the helmet, but instead we're just gonna go Fred Taylor era.
Okay. See, I'm kind of in a tough spot. They're not bad.
You got the 1, 2, 5, and 10 left.
I'm gonna put that right at 5.
Okay. I love these jerseys
No.
personally.
They're all
I
right,
don't
but I
fully
don't
know
have
what it
any
is
strong
about them,
feelings.
but this was one of my favorite teams when I was a kid because my middle school were the Jaguars. So that's a good
I have
time.
the 1,
Next,
2,
we
and
have
the
the
10.
Houston Oilers.
Oh, yeah. Give me that as a 2 right now.
The 2. Okay. You're
Love
getting the
me
1
the.
open.
Oh, I love the light blue and the oil. The
Love the
helmet.
Eddie
Oh.
George Oilers. Yeah.
Can't. I love it. Can't
Fantastic.
fault it for
Okay, so
nothing.
you got the 1 and the 10 available with 2 to go.
Okay.
You ready?
2 extremes.
Eagles Kelly Green.
Unfortunately, this is gonna go at the 10.
It's gonna go at the 10?
I don't like the Kelly Greens,
Oh,
to
the
be
Eagles
honest.
Nation is gonna rip you a new one.
Fight! Oh, it's right.
On
On
the
to a
road
vic.
to victory.
Yeah, I don't like that kind of green.
Which means in the one you have the
Hey,
Atlanta
the Dion
Falcons
Black?
Dion Black jerseys.
I'm fine with that. That I will take it.
That
I
is
do
your
like the
number
Dion.
one.
I do like the Dion. Oh yeah, look at those. That's great. You know what? And you picked a great picture for that because that is iconic.
Right? Thank you. I worked
Give
hard
me
on
that
this.
Dion. Yeah, that's
At
fantastic.
prime time, Deion
Prime time.
Sanders.
Very good.
Okay, so recapping your picks, you have the Deion Atlanta Falcons in the one, the Eddie George Houston Oilers in the two, the Killer Bees for the Steelers in the three, the Steve Largent era Seahawks in the four, the Fred Taylor Jaguars era in the five, the Buccaneers creamsicles in the six, the brown poopy helmets for the Packers in the seven, the old school Drew Bledsoe Patriots in the eight, the plain Detroit Lions Barry
Silver helmets.
Sanders in the nine, and then the Kelly Green Eagles jerseys in the 10. That's a travesty.
It's not for me.
Did
I
you
actually
better
really
not
like
show your face
this.
in Philly, otherwise they're gonna rip you apart.
I've lived in Philly, all right? I was there for Philly Nation
You
for this whole
have.
summer. So
Okay,
I
looking back at
see
this,
it.
what would you change if you had to?
I would have changed the middle ones. I think the creamsicle I would have moved down a little bit more.
Sure.
I would have moved the probably the Patriots up one, and the Kelly Green I would have moved up one, and probably put the Barry Sanders at the 10.
I would have put the Lions at the 10. I would have put the Bumblebees, which you put at the 3. I would have put that at the 9. I hate those. And I would put this, the Packers at the 8. I would have put the, where are they? I would have put this at the 7. Not that it's not legit. It is just kind of basic, but like just Dion makes it legit. You know what I mean?
I like the numbers on it too.
I would have put the creamsicles at the 6, just like you did, which is not bad. I would have put the Patriots at the 5. For some reason, I love the slanted numbers. Something about it just hits me in the feels. And you know me, I hate the Patriots. I would have put the Kelly Greens in the 4. Excuse me. I would have put the Houston Oilers in the 3. I would
Great
have put
spot.
the Jaguars in the 2 and the Seahawks in the 1.
Wow, CX at the one?
Yeah. So that, because
Wow.
that's what inspired this was like seeing, and this is a bad picture for it because this one looks like practice jerseys, but
With the
when they
stripes on the
actually,
jersey,
yeah,
though,
if
is
you make
sick.
the blue Seahawks throwbacks, these ones, dadgummit, these are the best jerseys
Yeah, they're
ever.
clean. No, they're clean.
They're so
With the
good.
green on it.
I love
Look.
this blue and green combo. It's fantastic.
I just still have a soft spot for the Legion of Boom jerseys. I still love them so much. I love the design. I love the rebrand. It was one of the best rebrands they had had in a long time in the NFL.
Yeah.
And the bright colors with that blue, everyone was intimidated. You go to Seattle and play them when they're playing wearing those, you were in for a hurting for Russell Wilson throwing rainbow bombs to Tyler Lockett and
And to Joe Jervicious.
oh, okay. You should pulling names out like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. No, that's great.
Wow. That's very good.
I had fun with that one. 'Cause we had talked about NFL jerseys, which ones were our favorite, which ones were the team names, all that type of stuff. And I just wanted to do like some good, some okay, and some bad throwback jerseys, but like iconic ones. Even if it's bad iconic, just iconic. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, that was really fantastic. Lots going on there, but this I think is going to be up your alley because super interesting. If
Allie.
you can do my screen.
Who's Allie? She. Oh, Alibaba.
I love Alibaba. I wish I could make money from it. Okay, you are tasked with the Hall of Fame NBA probability, as listed here.
For
These
who, what
are
player
the
from each
top
team?
30. These are the top 30 percentages for Hall of Fame probability in the NBA right now. And
Okay.
these are the teams next to each one. And so you can pick. So you can look down this list, right? And I'll try to make this a little bit easier to see. If I can, let me shrink this down. But you're going to have the opportunity. See if I can get everybody here. Okay, there we go. To guess, and you can pick at any point that you want to start with. Okay, you get three strikes. Okay, and then we'll see. I'm guessing that the three strikes won't happen for probably further down this list. And you can start wherever you want, honestly,
Okay. Well, let's
depending
just
on
go down the
how
list.
you
Let's start
feel.
one. One's gonna be LeBron on the Lakers.
You got LeBron here.
On the Suns, we're gonna go with KD.
AD is correct.
On the Spurs, we're gonna go CP3.
Got correct there. CP3.
Warriors is Steph.
Okay. Got Steph correct.
Clippers.
You got a few Clippers on here. You got
Yeah,
Clippers at
I'm looking to
five. You
see.
got
You got
Clippers at
Clipper,
13.
Clipper.
You got
Is it
Clippers.
just two Clippers?
Let's
Just
see.
two Clippers.
Just two
Am
Clippers.
I missing who else is on the Clippers? We're gonna go Harden. I don't know if he's the first one or the second one.
James Harden is the first
I
one.
think okay, sweet. Yeah, he's the first one, and then we're gonna go with yeah. We're gonna go with in the 13.
Go with Kawhi at the 13. That is correct.
The Nuggets at that sixth spot, that's gonna be Russell Westbrook.
That is Russell Westbrook.
And then the
Nice
Nuggets at the
job.
10 is going to be Jokic.
The Nuggets at the 10 is Jokic. That is correct.
The Lakers at the 7 is that's AD.
Anthony Davis is
That's
correct.
really high for him.
It is high, but it with where
99.7%? That's crazy.
this is a projection because
It
they're basing
is.
this
It
off of what they
is.
also think is going to happen in the future of his playing. Not if it's not, this isn't if it ended right now. This is what they think it will be.
It's not if it ended right
If they
now.
can, yeah, like if the like what they think their percentage chance is when their career is over. Not
Okay.
if their career, this isn't if their career ended right this second. What's their chance of getting in? Like if they
Okay.
stopped playing. This is if they're done.
Well, Bucks, let's go. I believe they're probably gonna do Giannis and then Dame.
Giannis is at the 8. And then you said Dame at the 9.
Yeah.
Dame at the 9 is correct. Okay, so you got the 11 as their next spot. Sixers at
76ers, that's going to be
97.
Embiid.
The Sixers with Embiid
Oh,
is going to
wait.
be.
They got three. He's going to be the 14. He's the 19?
He's at the 19th spot.
And AD is at the 7? That's ridiculous. No
They
offense
got.
to AD. Embiid's an MVP.
Yeah, and AD's got a championship. That does
Barely.
count for
Co
some.
it's a
That counts for
COVID. It's a
something.
COVID chip. It doesn't count.
And think of his. And I think they also take into account their total points, assists, rebounds for their whole career. And
Yeah,
you think of
I
how much he's
believe
got.
it's very statistically driven as well.
Yeah, it sounds like that's a big part of it based on these numbers, so.
Okay, 76ers at the 11. Is that Paul George then?
PG, thirteen.
PG-13. 12 Mavericks. That's going to be Klay.
Clay is at the 17 with the
Okay, so
Mavericks.
it's gonna be Luka that's at the 12. You just typed in Mavericks.
Oh, I did. My bad.
All good.
Let me see here.
76ers
You
at the
said play
Clay.
here,
Yeah.
and then you said Luka at what spot?
12.
Luka right now is at the 21.
Oof. Who am I missing on the Mavericks? Who am I
Who are you
missing on the
missing?
Mavericks?
Who are you missing? 93.5%. Don't be looking anything up.
I'm trying to share this file with you. Wow. Okay, let's go to the
Can move
15.
on.
15, that's gonna be Draymond.
Bear in mind the 15 is correct.
The Heat 16, that's gonna be Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler's correct. Jimmy Buckets.
There's no way that 18 spot. Yeah, it has to be, right? It has to be Bam.
I was actually wrong. I looked at it wrong.
He's
Jimmy is
the
actually
18.
at the 18. So someone else is at the 16 above him on the Heat.
Dude, this is insanity.
You still have no front, like X's yet, so you've done well.
Yeah. Okay. Mavericks at the 12. Who's a veteran that's on the Mavericks? Has a long life. That's bothering me.
Oh, well, you
And
should
then
get this. I would have gotten this right away.
76ers to, oh, they have Kyle Lowry on the Sixers. On the Sixers, huh? In the 14. They got Kyle Lowry.
Kyle Lowry at the Sixers is correct.
Okay, cool.
Nice job. It just takes a minute where you're like, wait. And
Yep.
now again, think of how many his statistics
The
make up a
Heat in the
lot.
16. Wait, will you scroll down just a little? Actually, never mind. You don't need to scroll. Just kidding. Okay, let's just Kings.
So fun. This is so
Oh, the
fun to see you.
Kings is DeMar DeRozan. DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah, DeMar DeRozan. That is correct.
I was gonna say Harrison Barnes,
Oh, but he's not on the Kings
but
anymore.
he's not on the Kings anymore. Where is
He's with
he?
the
What team
Spur.
is he
He's
on?
with the Spur. He's on the Spurs. He's a good veteran for
That's
them
right.
too.
He is a Spur.
He's been solid. They got him for
He's a
like peanuts.
Spur.
He's a San Antonio Spur.
A Spur.
All right, what do we got?
Let's see. Next.
Anyone else you want to move on to down here? Celtics.
The Heat at that 16 spot is throwing me off. That can't be Bam, can it?
You think Bam has a higher probability for the Hall of Fame than Jimmy Butler?
I don't. But that's what I'm trying to think. Who am I missing on the Heat? Let's go to the Celtics at the 35%. That's gonna be one-time Blazer and Dame Stopper. I can't remember his name. Don't tell me. Drew, JRUE, Drew.
Jrue Holiday is not on the list, and that's going to be your first X.
No!
Jrue Holiday is not on the list. That's your first
Okay,
X.
that's gonna be Jason Tatum then.
Celtics there, that is Tatum. That's correct.
Wow, Drew? He's
Yeah,
an
Drew is
NBA
not.
champ, man.
He is not
And
on
he's
the
got
list.
stats and years.
He doesn't have enough
Okay, the other
for
Celtic
them.
is that the other Celtic is that's gonna be Jaylen Brown?
Jaylen Brown is not on this list either. That's your
Apple.
second X. What was
Okay.
your prediction?
The other Celtic. It's
Who?
gonna be Al Horford.
It is Horford.
Frick!
You are down to your last life,
I
and you
am.
still have quite a few. Get rid of some of these ones up here.
I can't.
Who do you have
Wait,
left, Dunn?
Timberwolves at the 23. Knicks at the 24. That's gonna be Cat.
24 at the Knicks. Pat is correct.
Okay. You
Close one.
were scaring me with how quiet you were being there.
Yeah, I had to take a minute.
The T Wolves. That can't be Edwards yet, maybe. I don't know. Okay, I'm missing the
This one sh
Mavericks.
that one should be staring you in the face.
Oh, let's go Bear.
It is Gobert, 4-time DPOY.
Depoy. Okay, so we got. I'm 1 through 11. I'm good.
You've got 16. You
I
still have
got
got
12, 12,
12.
16,
And then you've got
12,
these
16,
last
and then
five.
26 through 30.
Yeah, so I would
Who
hit these ones because these ones are
is
big.
on the Mavericks? Oh my gosh, it's Kyrie.
Higher on the Mavericks.
That's so
Wow, I was
dumb
like,
of me.
how did you not think of that? That's staring you in the
Okay, and
face.
then the Heat.
Ooh,
They
go
gotta.
Heat.
That it
Go
was
Heat.
above Jimmy Buckets.
Yeah. He is a veteran. He's been around for a long time.
Kevin Love.
Kevin Love is correct. Yeah, he's been around. And
K
think about him.
Love,
He's got the
Oregon's
chip.
finest.
Okay, so now you've got 26 through 30. These are the
Okay.
tough ones, so
Cavs,
let's see if you can get
Hawks,
through.
Thunder, Kings, and Suns.
This is projected,
Yeah.
okay?
So that
So.
Suns spot, I'm gonna say is Booker. Pretty
Looking back
confidently.
here. Booker's correct.
Okay. The Cavs, that's got to be Spida.
Donovan Mitchell's correct.
Okay. So I got three left.
Three left with one strike.
Hawks,
11% for
Thunder,
Hawks,
and
9% for
Kings.
Hunters, and 7.5, 7.6 for the Kings.
Okay. The Hawks, we're going to say Trey.
Trae Young's correct.
Okay.
Oh, two left.
The
Ooh, close.
Thunder is going to be SGA.
GA is correct.
I'm just
This
trying,
one's the
I'm just
toughest one.
not trying to react, you know what I mean, to see if it's somebody else, because I'm just trying to think if there's more veteran players with the stats, because this is very statistically driven. The fact that
It is.
DeMar DeRozan is above Luka, and if they're projecting it out, I think this is actually if they retired today. That's what I think this is.
I don't think so.
Oh, flip. The Kings at that 7.6. Oh, Domantas Sabonis.
The bonus is correct.
Let's
Nice clutch.
go.
Wow, I'm surprised you didn't even think of Fox.
Well, he's
Not
just
even a little bit.
spot. He's been in the league less than Spida, and if he's
But the double
below,
doubles and the triple doubles, he's put up numbers.
not as much as
Yeah.
Sabonis. Sabonis has had a good career.
No, that's what I'm saying. Sabonis has the numbers
Oh yeah, totally.
over
And the
De'Aaron.
All-Stars. I think that's another factor in it too.
True. Wow, look at you. Clutched up.
Ooh.
That was
Clutch
close. You got
City.
all 30,
Clutch
though.
City.
That was
Dope, dope,
nice.
dope. Okay.
It's fun.
Let us get into the draft. Eh?
Yeah, E.
In honor of 2025, and in honor of people being terrible at making and keeping New Year's resolutions, we are going to draft
Oh
quick
no.
cliche New Year's resolutions.
Oh no. Oh man. Cliche?
Cliche. Yep.
Oh, this is good.
It's not as much of a winner or a loser with this draft. It's just kind of laughing at like people
Bring up.
needing the new year to make a resolution.
Yeah.
And bef we'll do our draft, and then I will ask you if you have any New Year's resolutions. But
Okay.
that way we can make fun of it first, and then you're like, well, actually, I have three of these as my New Year's resolutions.
Well, yeah, let's just do this first. I already have a feeling. I already know.
Oh, do you want the first or the second pick?
Want the first pick.
All right, Jeffrey in the one.
The one spot for this is I wanna I mean, I don't know if it's two or one. They're technically almost the same. Maybe you want to split it, depends. But mine's gonna be I wanna go to the gym
Yep.
more.
Go to the gym.
Go to the gym slash workout.
Yep, that's great. And then with my number one, I'll take the other.
Diets, yeah.
Dieting.
Yeah.
That's the
Oh.
that's the combo. One, two.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. I don't even know if this is worthy of going at the two, but I want to take it at the two because we have emotional ties to it. 1201, bam, blood everywhere. Floss more.
Floss more. Yeah.
Slash dental
Dental
health.
health. Yeah, I don't know if that would have been a two for me, but it definitely deserves to be there on the list. Wow. Okay, so you got floss more. That is
Slash
so
dental health, like
interesting.
brush your teeth every 3 times a day, every day. You know what I mean? Just dental health.
Yeah.
But
Well, if
bam,
you're going that
1201,
route,
blood everywhere.
say it one more
Not
time.
every one of us are Michael freaking Scott.
Let me see your teeth. Let me see them. This one at the number two is one that you hear all the time, that people will New Year's resolution till the day they die, and that's I want to do more dates, more date nights.
Oh, nice.
Whether they're married or not, they all say, let's do more date nights.
Nice. I wasn't on my list. So that's a good pick. I like it.
I mean, for you, you
Well,
leaves you open with what you got.
I'm just saying like that's definitely worthy of being drafted. It just wasn't on my I mean.
On your clicker,
Oh,
on your
speaking of
eye,
clicker.
eye clicker.
Clicker.
Oh, you got a clicker
Micro.
for your garage.
Yep, and I just realized it was in my pocket.
Oh, what has it got in its pockets is?
I
All
put in my
right.
bucket, yeah.
Number three for me is journaling.
Yep, that was on my list.
People writing in their journals slash writing more. That is 100% on the list.
Nice. Great pick. Okay. In my three.
I know this is getting, I know it's gonna get taken. I already feel it.
Oh, I don't know.
I do. I know one of these next two picks, you're gonna take it. I know. It's really good.
Okay, well, I'm just gonna go with the one that's on my list. I don't even know if it's on yours. I'm gonna go spend less slash budget better.
Yes, that's it right there. I was like, it's gonna be saving money, try to save money. It's I knew it. I knew it was gonna get taken. Ah,
Yep.
that's really good.
And in my fourth spot, I'm gonna go with I can't generalize this, but it's not something that you and I have ever had issues with because we've never drank before.
Oh.
But I'm going to say not consuming harmful liquids. So
Sure.
stop drinking.
Very general. Yeah, very generalized. Man, the spend less budget better is such a big umbrella for this. It's so good.
Yeah, I'm just calling it consuming harmful liquids. Some people it's coffee, some people it's energy drinks, some people it's caffeine, some people it's soda, whatever you want to call it. But like, stop drinking. Could be the hard
That would
R
be.
too.
Whoa!
The hard alcohol.
Alcohol.
And by hard R, I meant hard liquor.
The liquor. Liquor, I hardly know. Right, mine at number
Know.
four. Number four, this is a very common one that I think everybody hears from somebody sometime or another, and that is spend more time with family.
Yep, great pick.
Spend more time with their family in some way, flying to visit them or close
You call it
by.
loved ones. That
Spend time
works.
with loved ones. Very good.
Nice. Your fifth and final pick.
This is a tough one, but it's going to be clean more.
Yes, that was in
Clean,
my fifth pick.
cleaning. It was. I
Yep.
just that was on the top of my dome right now because I was looking in my room and it's all dirty in our
Yeah.
guest room and I was like, what would I do in here? I need to
That's
clean it up. Yeah.
awesome.
Cleaning, clean more. Man, what a list.
Nice. And mine is going to be one of the most cliche of all to wrap it up.
Kick back and relax. Oh, bad habits.
Kick bad habits. Yep.
Which is a lot of these count towards bad habits, I guess.
They do, but this could be,
Overspending,
yeah, this could be playing
diets.
games on your phone. That's something that I struggle with. Playing video games, like, or maybe actually, you know what? Let's not
Waste
call it.
time
Let's
wasting, binging shows.
call it kick
Time
wasting
wasters.
time. Yeah.
Pick time wasters. Yeah.
Time wasting
Habits. Yeah.
habits.
That's good.
Nice. So yeah, short draft for
But it's
a
so
long
relevant.
NFL centric pod. I loved our segments, so this was a good way to have a little shorter draft for us.
Yeah.
Jeff, you want to recap your team for us here?
Okay, I'll recap my team and include the ones that I have as part of my thing. So, my team number one, go to the gym, work out more, is that's one of my top ones, obviously. I know that, especially with a baby on the way. Got to try
A
to be in better
baby,
shape.
she.
It's your baby. I know that I'm going to be less motivated once the baby comes, so I know this is the time to do it. Number two, I took date nights. Not super hardcore because we do random stuff all the time, at least
Yeah.
right now. But once the baby comes again, we'll have to prioritize
Planned
that.
date nights.
Plan dates, nights. Number three, journaling. Because I do stuff like this, it's not really
I
one
think
of
this
my
is really
things.
fun for us to be able to have to look back on and talk about stuff and see whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, not this is like a type of journaling in a way. Number four, spend time with loved ones. That's not on my list because we do a lot here, so I already spend a lot of time with them. And then number five, clean more. That one is on my list that I talked about with Emily. So very cliche.
Nice. So mine are dieting, floss more slash dental health, spend less slash budget better, stop drinking whatever it is that you don't want to be drinking anymore, and then kick time wasting habits, which is one of my things is to play games on my phone less because I do waste time. Just be like sitting, I'll get a task done, and before I start another task, just playing Sudoku or a puzzle game, which is what I do because I'm so dumb. But
You're not dumb.
yeah, that was fun.
That was good. I got some good ones. Yeah, dieting is also one of mine. I've started to do more dieting where I drink less of my calories
Dude,
every
you did a
day.
great diet last year.
I mean, it was not very long, but it worked. And so I need to do a variation of it so it's not so extreme. But then Bluebell ice cream oatmeal is calling me. And then I'm like, oh, and then I want the cinnamon twist, and that calls me.
Shut up.
I just want to eat a bunch of cinnamon. I'm gonna eat some Cinnamon Toast Crunch
If
right now with some Chocolate Milk.
I had Bluebell Cinnamon Twist ice cream right now, I would eat a third of the carton without blinking.
It's so addicting, dude. It's so
It's
good.
so good.
The cinnamon flavor on top
And the
with those
chunks of the
chunks.
cinnamon dough.
Ugh. Can't beat
For
it.
those of you that know what we're talking about, comment below. It's
Please attest to what we're saying.
I also still wish that the Fruity Pebbles would have been there, but that's okay.
It's a
I'm
really
just
big
so
disappointment. Maybe you
curious.
would have been disappointed. Maybe you would have been like, you know what? I still prefer the cinnamon twist, which I wouldn't have
Oh,
argued with.
100%. I know
But
it
the
wouldn't
Fruity
take over the
Pebbles
cinnamon
is
twist.
fantastic.
Just wanted to try it, you know?
Still really fun. And they're both cereal ones, which is really interesting. It's common that like
Cinnamon
Cinnamon Twist.
Twisters?
Yeah, it's basically like Cinnamon Toast Crunch almost that they
But
included in it.
it's more like a cinnamon roll in terms of like the dough of it, kind of. It's like
Kind
a
of the
no, it's
doughy
like a cinnamon
pieces.
cookie.
Sure.
It's almost like a
But like,
snickerdoodle
but
cookie, but
Cinnamon
like more
Toast Crunch
cinnamony.
is, it basically tastes like Cinnamon Toast Crunch for me. And then the Fruity Pebbles is Fruity Pebbles. It's like the same, like eating it, but ice cream form. Like they're both. That's what's funny is cereals are kind of my favorite ones.
Yeah. Well, speaking of
Besides gooey
cereals
butter
and
cake.
speaking of journaling, that is an episode that we can look back at, is drafting cereals with your dad. That's something we
That
did
was a
in
long time
2024.
last year.
Yeah, that's a long time ago.
Long time
Something that
ago.
you can look back at, that you can show little baby
Whatever her name is.
Judson.
Judson?
Well,
You have a death wish if you think our baby's gonna be named Judson.
was gonna go Juniper, but anyways, that's
That's a
something that
very good name.
you can show your baby when they're older. Be like, yeah, this is what we talked
Our
about
kids,
with my
yeah,
dad.
it's like dumb stuff that I talked about and did, and this
Like,
is posterity right here.
posterity. Well, thank you for tuning into the Left and Backup podcast. Thank you for joining us through our 2024 journey. Lots of changes in both of our lives in 2024. Both moved, both had bait.
Well, wait. No.
Not quite.
Not yet. Almost.
But lots of great memories
Consummated the baby.
shared.
No.
No. No.
Warm.
Warm. Anyways, let us know who what your 2024 or 2025, sorry, New Year's resolutions are, or if we missed any other cliche New Year's resolutions. I thought it was just kind of a fun draft to go back and forth with. And also let us know your favorite NFL throwback jerseys and your NFL predictions, because we're going for that three-peat.
You are. And
Not the
I'm going for
peat,
that. I'm
not the
going for two.
repeat, but the three-peat.
I'm actually going for 3-0 against you in head to heads recently. And
Oh,
this is.
we. I didn't put it on the
That's.
rundown.
No, it's okay. This is going to be my final word. So.
I didn't put it on the
And it's
rundown,
done. Don't worry.
but
I got it.
share with your grandma, share with your NFL friend, and share with your coworkers that have lame cliche New Year's resolutions, just like we all do. With that said, final word, Jeff.
When you go against me in anything, just try not to face me in fantasy football, which Lincoln learned, is that you don't face me in the championship, which we did, and unfortunately, I came out the bigger man for him, and he is now leaving the podcast, walking away, and turning his light off because of how sad he is. But it is very unfortunate that he faced me and had to leave. So I am now 2-0, beat him in the NBA one. I've now defeated him in fantasy football. And third is going to be the NFL, which he will have to drink 2 liters of Sprite
It
and
was
shit on
a well-fought victory. You deserve it. Screw you. Lefty's out.
it.